Hello and welcome. In this study, what we're going to do is answer the following question. Were the two witnesses in Revelation 11 killed on May 21, 1988 to September 7, 1994? Or were they killed on May 21, 2011, as a lot of people are beginning to believe? I'll begin this study by reading Revelation 11, verses 7 through 8, and then I'll go into the study. We read, starting in verse 7 of Revelation 11, "And when they," that is the two witnesses, "shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and shall kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." Regarding the two witnesses, there has come to be a faulty understanding as to when they were killed. Some, or perhaps I should say many, are now believing that the two witnesses were killed on May 21, 2011, instead of at the end of the church age on May 21, 1988 to September 7, 1994, when the abomination of desolation was set up in all the churches, as we have always believed. But what does the Word of God say? That's the big question and the question that we look to answer in this study. It reads, "And when they," that is the two witnesses, "shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them." Notice that the two witnesses were killed after their testimony was finished, and when the beast rose up out of the bottomless pit to make war against and overcome them. This beast, who was a symbol of Satan, that rose up or ascended out of the pit to make battle with and overcome them, could not have done this on May 21, 2011, because the beast, that is Satan, was then, on that day, put down, conquered, and deposed on this last day of the final great tribulation, even as the king of Babylon, who was the type of the beast, was put down and slain, Daniel 5, verse 30, on the last day of the previous great tribulation from 609 BC to 539 BC, which was a type of what would happen to the beast, that is Satan, on the last day of the final great tribulation on May 21, 2011. So, on May 21, 2011, Satan was not raised up to make battle and overcome and kill as he did beginning on May 21, 1988, but he was put down and deposed, which means that Satan could not have possibly been raised up out of the pit to make war, overcome, and kill the two witnesses on May 21, 2011. No, rather, Satan ascended out of the pit to make war, to overcome, and kill the two witnesses on May 21, 1988 to September 7, 1994, before he was put down and deposed on May 21, 2011. Furthermore, we are told that when the two witnesses have been killed, we read that their dead bodies shall be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Here, the street of the great city refers to the street, which could also be translated as broad place, of Jerusalem, as the great city is Jerusalem. And since, spiritually speaking, we know that Jerusalem spiritually typifies the Christian churches, we are being told that when the two witnesses have been spiritually killed, that is, silenced in the churches, their dead bodies shall lie in the churches, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. But what does it mean that their dead bodies lie in the churches? Well, it means that spiritually, the two witnesses have been killed, or that is, silenced, in and through the churches. But they are still in the churches, so it is as if their dead bodies lie in all the churches. But if the two witnesses are still in the churches, then they could not have been killed on May 21, 2011, because at that time the two witnesses were no longer in the churches, as they had all departed out long before May 21, 2011. Therefore, it must have been from May 21, 1988, to when the abomination of desolation was set up in the churches on September 7, 1994, when the two witnesses were first killed. And their dead bodies must have lied in all the churches from May 21, 1988, to about 2001 or so, when the two witnesses could still be found in the churches. So, in conclusion, when we once again ask the question, were the two witnesses first killed on May 21, 1988 to September 7, 1994, when the abomination of desolation was set up in all the churches? Or were they killed on May 21, 2011, Judgment Day? We would have to say on May 21, 1988, September 7, 1994, based upon the clear context of Revelation 11, 7 through 8. I encourage you also to read my exposition on a Revelation 11 by clicking the link. That way you can get a better idea of the context being in and through the churches. In and through the churches. Well, I hope this helps many who have been confused on this issue. If there are any questions, feel free to email me or to contact me, and we can discuss this further. But for now, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord shine his face upon thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.